Yo.
Recipe Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Recipe Radio.
And we are back for another round.
Now, you know what we do here. We prepare basically a music smorgasbord for you guys, you know, to enjoy and also to, you know, break down exactly what is good and bad with this music, man. Like, what you should really be feeding off of, you know what I mean? And you want to sound extra intelligent in front of your friends? That's why you listen to this show.
You feel me? And we give you what's new, too. Stuff yeah. that they haven't heard, man.
Exactly. So, you know, we're live here at Youth Radio. We're on iTunes Radio. You know, we're down here in downtown Oakland, California. But this week is our first show on WK Radio.
Hey, WK, what's up?
Yeah, this is WK Radio, soundtrack for a global apocalypse where provocative conversation happens. That's why you're here and where you can hear good music. So, WK Radio, Youth Radio, iTunes, Recipe Radio.
Provocative.
Provocative conversation.
Oh, I could definitely do the provocative thing. My name is Roach G, baby. A.K.A. Roachy Balboa, A.K.A. Roach Giggs. But I'm going to go by Roach G today, so I'm going to stick with that. Roach G on Roach Recipe G's Radio. Yeah.
And I'm that man, B Streets. Y'all know. The cool, calm dude that has a lot of info.
You got it. So, let's get into some music, man. That's why we're here. Roach G, you up first, man.
All right, well, on a lightweight, sad note, this was like a hard week for hip hop because we lost one of these, our young artists named Dollar. He's from Atlanta, and he had a hit song with T-Pain called Who the F Is That? And he was starting to make some noise. He hadn't got to the level that he probably wanted to be, but he was unfortunately shot in LA and he passed away. So, I found a song that he made recently called Georgia Nights where he predicts his own death and basically talks like he knew it was going to happen. And so that was some crazy stuff. And it's sad if anybody gets lost. And so when it's in the hip-hop community, it's just as sad. So this is Dolla. It's called Georgia Nights. Rest in peace.
Let's get into it.
Feel the rain on my window pane. Waking up in cold sweats, happy dreams are going out with a bang. Shit, my papa died by the gun, I died by the gun. And if I ever have a son, he probably died by the same. Pray to God I don't curse my seed. And my baby don't come out with some kind of disease due to my bad deeds. Every breath I breathe and every step I take, the clock tick and bring me closer to fate. Papa died at 25, so he must have been great. They say the good die young, I must be on my way. And if today that day, then I'ma die like a man with a smile on my face, knowing I never ran. Tell my girl and my niggas I did all I can. Came up with a plan and times got sidetracked. Enjoy being young and rich and you don't get back. Tell them crackers kiss my ass, I was proud to be black. Yeah.
What's up, bro? Starting to rain.
Have a party at my funeral, celebrating the life. When I died, a baby was born that very same night. As it took its first breath, I took my last. Light flashed before my eyes, what I did in the past. You know, my first piece of ass, the jokes and the laughs, and the silly shit we did for the love of the cash. Kick those fist fights, wild parties and shit. All the cars a nigga drove, you know, Ferraris and shit. Then I felt the warm feeling from my head to my feet. I couldn't move, tried talking, but I couldn't even speak. Heard a familiar voice, son, come here to me. I tried viewing who it was, but I couldn't quite see. But I know I felt comfortable, soul at peace.
For the first time ever, nigga felt stress free. If I could rewind the time, do it all the same. I'm looking down over Georgia as it's starting to rain.
Yo, I like that right there.
Yeah, man. That was Dolla from Atlanta. Rest in peace. He was killed this past Monday.
Wow.
And that's just a song where he predicted his own death. And it's just crazy how stuff like that works out.
It's crazy, man.
And it seems like in hip-hop, in that environment, it's like, it feels like you have to be extra careful if you want to succeed with making music in hip-hop compared to other genres of music. From what I've seen in the past, as we've lost Pac, Biggie, Mac Dre, and numerous people, you know, even myself as a hip-hop artist, I've had, there's been rumors about me getting shot where a lot of people contributed, blogs on the internet and heck of stuff, and I'm alive and well. And it's just that whole mentality that surrounds the music and the people making the music. That, I mean, I think it plagues a lot of people's minds, and it's something that somebody always, a rapper, usually has to think about in the back of his mind wherever he goes. And, I mean, on top of all the music industry business. But how about y'all? I mean, do y'all see that within hip-hop music?
I mean,
or is it just like a certain type of...
I see that a lot in hip-hop music, but I see it more towards like artists who rap about you know, like things if their lifestyle is that kind of, and they rap about it, they usually hear that artist either, you know, coming up with threats or whatever, or getting killed, like, you know, just like you said, Pac, you know, he rapped about some real stuff, and that happened to be one of the topics that he rapped about.
Yeah.
And, you know, he ended up, that's him. Biggie, you know, he talked about, you know, cops, you know, tapping his phone, people, suicidal songs, and dreaming about people killing him. And then Biggie ends up getting killed. What else?
So, like, if you from, like, that world, and that's what you're bringing into your music, do you think once you succeed and you make it into a legal way of life that you're still going to be plagued for...
Because
maybe before it wasn't your choice. You had to make money to feed your daughter, like Biggie said in the song. But now you're in a legal world, but you still got all that violence surrounding you.
I think what happens is, like, when you rap about it, you open doors to those types of minded people. And then they, even though you're up there, they still think, like, you're there with them. And so they feel that, I guess, they don't need to respect you on a higher level because... you're still there with them, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, well, the question that I think we should talk about is, you know, does it benefit a rapper to talk it up? Does it help a rapper to really, you know what I'm saying, talk about guns or talk about getting shot? Does it help at all?
I think you know, if that's you, You should, and you want to let people know, like, who you are. I think it's a good way to get the public to get to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? But then after you first say that, do you want to just keep it going, or do you want to transcend yourself to something different?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's the same old thing that sells. That's why a lot of rappers, they say it's all a persona, it's all studio gangsterism and all that type of stuff. You don't really know who's really doing what they say or who really has done what they say, but it's really, at the end of the day, like, a lot of the time it's to sell records, even though I know a lot of rappers are still involved with some of this stuff. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just a messed up situation.
Well, you know, I like, definitely the things that you speak, you know, you could speak those things into existence. So it's definitely like, it's bad. It's like bad karma almost to like talk it up, like talk about you specifically dying. Like I, you know, I would never do it, but like,
But like, man, you know, rappers talk about guns all the time, man. It's just part of the game.
It's just part of the music. And at the end of the day, like, it's, you know, right, talking about guns is part of the music.
It's what Malice said he had like a YouTube, and he was like, you know, like, if music is like movies, you know what I'm saying? The audience wants an explosion. They want, you know, gunfights and car chases and exactly. money and drugs and women. Like,
exactly. That's what
that's
sells.
Entertainment. But it's, you know, it's not the reality, or it shouldn't be.
That's what sells. Exactly. People. That's what people want to hear, because it's not the reality, and so they're entertained by it. And some people, it is the reality, and so they want to hear it for a different reason. But either way, that's what's going to sell. So, I mean, I don't see it going nowhere. But anyways, rest in peace, Dollar, though.
Definitely. And Pac and Big.
And Pac and Big and Mac Dre and
Big L. And
everybody.
Yeah.
Hitman.
What up? I got a track. I got What's a track on? To maybe uplift this energy in the room / on the show right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a little upbeat. It's called 5 Feet of Snow by the Dirty Secrets, but it's a remix by Miami Horror. And we're really listening to this remix more so than the artist who sang the track.
Okay. So everybody, audience, take note. We're listening to the remix version of a song. So it's not the original. It's a remix.
What did you say her name was? What did you say her name was? Just to clarify that.
Her name or the group? The
remixer's name.
Miami Horror.
Okay.
Horror. Miami Horror.
I got that southern accent.
Okay, like
yeah, yeah, like, sound like you said Miami Horror.
Like Halloween and stuff. Just clearing the air out there, you know.
All right, let's get into it.
Come on, man, play that.
Something down below, so I'll keep reaching it. I see her face beneath the snow, so I'll keep reaching it. I know there's something down below, so I'll keep reaching it. I see her face beneath the snow, so I'll keep reaching it. There's
So yeah.
Yo, son, it's Recipe Radio. And that was Dirty Secrets, 5 Feet of Snow, Miami Horror.
That's
horror. Horror.
Horror.
That is a kind of hard word to say, horror.
I can't say it for some reason. I
think horror.
It's the southern in me.
So.
Horror.
But yeah, so I picked that track because, you know, if you listen to it, right, there's like this new type of, like, mixing that like electronic, whoever mixes electronic music nowadays, like, starting to use. Like, if you listen to the track, right, like, there's like a moments in the track where on beat on the ones,
yeah, which it's coming.
Basically like four on the floor, right, there's a gate in the track, and a gate basically is like the sound will go in and out wherever you like put the gate. And so the gate is like on four on the floor. But
let's listen to it, see.
Yeah, let's listen to it right quick. Like, you hear that?
It's like coming in and out.
It's going in and out.
Yeah. I get it.
So yeah, that's like the new thing nowadays. I don't know why. Can any of y'all like think of why they might do that?
Because it creates the feeling like that you're in the raver, like you're in the hipster party, like, yeah, feeling it. Cause
and
really,
and you're like walking behind the wall. You go into the bathroom, yeah, and come out real fast, and it goes in and out like that.
It's making it so you feel it, like, you know, like how 808s and stuff move people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this compression, it moves people. You know what I'm saying? Because this music, this type of music, like this house, hardcore house, I think it would be called, is like, you know, it's all about builds and, you know, that sort of four on the floor, like a vibration type of thing, man. Yeah. It's all about energy.
Well, maybe it could just be the, you know, the drugs that they're on or whatever.
But we ain't on drugs and we hear it. What are you talking about?
No, that influenced them to make this crazy music.
Oh, okay. But but also, like, the dude Miami Horror, like, he done like made remixes for like Data Rock and other like predominant and like Steve Aoki or something like that. And he's like, he got like real like famous and big in like a year's span, you know what I'm saying? Just from doing remixes. You know what I'm saying? And he has like this remix album out right now. It looks crazy. It's a crazy remix album, man. But everybody plays it. Every time you go out to a hipster event, like, you're gonna hear some Miami Horror.
Some Miami Horror.
Horror.
He means to say.
I can't people say of horror, the world, man. I'm sorry. I hope we don't get no FCC fine just because I can't pronounce horror.
Nah, here, you know, this is our podcast, you know what I'm saying? We're on WK Radio.
Ours.
They said it was cool, so I can actually say it?
I think they said it was cool. I'm not sure.
All right.
We'll find out sooner or later, and we'll get back to you on that one. Hey.
So, hey, but I'm real happy today, though.
What you happy about?
I made it on Two Dope Boys for the second time this
Again?
Month.
Again?
Again.
Word.
I'm real happy. TwoDopeBoys.com is like one of the it's the third biggest hip hop blog according to Vibe magazine.
Yeah.
Man, I like
second
style,
time this
sir.
Month.
Congratulations, dough, congratulations, person to my left.
Yeah, I'm on there because I did this track for this group called Hollyweird. They're from Atlanta, and they got this new mixtape out called Candy and Kleptos. Yeah.
Candy for Kleptos.
That's what it's called.
Make you sick.
Make you sick.
That's why.
Make you sick of tight stuff. I don't know. But yeah, go check that out.
No. I kind of get the title now that we're talking about it. Candy for Kleptos.
What do you get? What is it?
I would see it like, okay, you know, like right now in the state of, I could be totally off, but like right now, like the state of music, right? Like everybody can take everything.
anything they want. You know what I'm saying? They could just take it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, why not give him something that, you know,
that's some candy. Okay, why not give him some candy?
Yeah, why not give him some?
Excuse me, my hands raised.
Something sweet. Something sweet, man.
What's up? What's up, Roach Giggs or Roachy Balboa or Roach G?
I'm Roach G today.
What's up?
But vocabulary lesson. What's a klepto?
Kleptomaniac. It is a person who can't help but steal.
There you go.
Oh yes.
There you go. It's perfect. And you're downloading it for free. Perfect. It
reminds me of my past. I've moved on to bigger and better ways.
It's like we're giving this candy away
to the thieves.
To the thieves, though. That's dope. That's dope, Holly Weird.
Yeah. So check that out on twodopeboys.com.
Word. Yes, and sir. Yeah, hit us up on Twitter, man. Like everything we're talking about, we're posing on our Twitter. It's twitter.com, or our Twitter name is, you know, I'm thinking about the Potomatic. Tell them the Potomatic while I figure
out. How about that? It is recipe radio.potomatic.com. And the Twitter name, if you just go to twitter.com/recipe radio, you'll be able to find us.
We'll be right there telling you what we're doing or sure. not doing.
Oh yeah, so
we got chef hats on.
Yeah,
with boom boxes and we cupcakes. About food. But we don't talk about
food. No, we don't.
Twitter name, Recipe Radio. That's all you need to know. So find us on Twitter, Recipe Radio. At Recipe Radio.
Get active on our Twitter. What you got for us? Get active on our Twitter.
What you got for us? One of a kind. One of a kind.
Right now, I'm gonna play something from Breakbot, another remix. So once again, we're not listening for the actual song, even though the song is really dope lyrically. The song is hecka dope, but the remix, the Breakbot remix, took it somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? This is actually a rock song. So just think of this song as being a rock song. I know it'd be hard because you're just gonna listen to the remix, which is all you need to hear. I'm sorry, but yeah, all you want to hear is a remix. So I'm gonna play it for you. Song's called Thing For Me.
Tell me. Hey, I think we should leave this singing up to 108.
I've got
And we're back.
Man, I really like that.
Remind me of some like Bee Gees.
Right? It's like Bee Gees, like Bee Gees, almost Doobie Brother-ish though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I like that too.
You know, it's just like, it's like real like old school disco funk soul, white boy soul though. Like I could really mess with it. And yeah, do Breakbot, you know. Shout out to the French.
Yeah,
I just
man.
Wanted to say that, you know. I don't think people give the French a lot of credit on music tip, man.
Yeah, just for French fries and that's it. They're not even that anymore. Aren't they still Freedom Fries or are they still French fries?
Freedom Fries all day.
Oh yeah, Freedom Fries. But you know, at least they get credit for the French fries. But
yeah, no, musically, man, like they take it there, man, because they actually take, you know, take the pieces of music that we forgot about, man, and really zone in on them. You know what I mean?
That the youth of the hip hop culture of today to fuck out.
Don't start with it,
bro. I'm Bill Cosby in it. What?
Don't
what?
Start, bro.
Bill Cosby is just walked in the building. What?
I think anybody outside of America appreciates what goes on here even more than we do.
They do.
That's in
they
any
do.
Situation. Everybody takes
I'm
stuff
tell
for
you.
Granted.
If any of
well,
us,
I could say shit
yeah,
for granted.
Shit.
Granted. Now I'm messing up on my words.
I'm gonna tell y'all a story after you say what you're gonna
yeah.
say.
If any of us go to Europe right now with our music, man, we'll have, you know, a good turnout.
It's gonna be
have
cracking.
Fans. We'll sell records. Let's move.
I'll let y'all know something. I went to Europe in 2003, right? Mm-hmm. I was doing a tour, and then I just finished playing with my jazz band there. We just walking off stage. This is jazz 2003. Matter of fact, you know, people out here don't really mess with jazz no more. But out there, they fool with it. I'm basically who's the most? I'm basically I was Lil Wayne out there of today playing jazz in 2003. In Europe,
forgive me if I don't believe that.
Exactly, but like that's the thing. You got it's one of those experiences that you got to be out there. But as soon as I got off stage, I was gone.
I was just in Italy. This past summer, my little sister knew how to do the Soulja Boy.
Of course,
but yeah,
Soulja Boy is everywhere.
Yeah, here's the thing though. I think it works like you have to be. I think you have to be something out here before you go out there.
Yeah,
not necessarily. Like out there, you just have to be good at. Like one of the best at what you do, cause yeah. they'll be like, oh, this fool is weak. Not it don't matter if you Lil Wayne and you're trying to play guitar and you're weak, they would be like, you're hella weak, Lil Wayne. I'm not fooling with you.
Yeah.
But if you're Lil Wayne and you're tight at playing guitar, they'd be like, yeah, you're Lil Wayne and you're tight at playing guitar. I'm fooling with it because you actually All know right. what you're doing.
So let me rephrase it then. It's I think that what I was getting at is, you know, as far as like selling units and selling records, in America, because it is actually cool. Any of us could go there and be straight, but like it's harder for a UK artist or a artist from
anywhere
in Europe
to come here,
anywhere else to come and make it in America.
You know why? Yeah.
You have to establish yourself in America first.
Because nobody appreciates artistry out here. Because everybody's got this
it's a machine. It's a machine, man.
No, everybody. Most people out here got this thing like I can do it too type thing, even though they can't.
Oh yeah, you're not lying about that. Like, for real, they don't respect the people that got it. They want to be the people that got it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But there's still magazines that highlight what's really cracking. You know what I'm saying? Like besides what's on the radio, besides what you see on TV, there's still the magazines. You know what I'm saying?
You know what magazine isn't doing that?
What?
Herb Next 100.
You can't say that though.
So there's a lot. There's some artists in there that's tight, but we went through it. Me and you went through it the other day.
We went through the whole 100.
It was like
it's supposed to be the next best people.
Yeah, the next the people that's gonna really like wreck shit this year.
A good amount of those was just like for real.
Yeah.
Who throw out some names?
I don't even
remember.
Drake
was in it.
Oh, but Drake they're not lying there. About that one.
Miami Horror was in
Miami
it.
Miami Horror was in there. Breakbot was in there.
Theophilus
London.
People
New Look.
We stay playing
the
on
people,
this show.
Yeah, the people we played on this show are on Herb. Next 100, just so everybody knows, like
we know not, that we are up on our stuff.
You know they're probably secretly listening and stuff, taking our ideas. Let me see, man.
But I mean, speaking of jazz, though, speaking of jazz, right? We just got off of Twitter. Like, I was on Twitter, and Fonte from Little Brother is talking this group up, man. And you heard of them before I did. I first heard them on Twitter, and Fonte is like, "This is the cleanest album I've heard in a while." On you know, just some music tip.
Wait, who? What do you mean you?
You, B Streets.
Oh, okay.
Were on this group before I knew about them. You were on their last album,
but only wanted to hear his name.
The group is called Jazzpex, like Aspects, Jazzpex.
Jazzpex. Stagger so Lee.
Tight, blood. It's so tight, blood.
Actually, Fonsworth Bentley and Janelle Monae were on their last album, I think. Yeah.
But that last album, I heard a couple of those. It's not as good.
It was way more jazzier than this one.
Yeah. This one's in some crazy pocket, man. I'ma just. Are we out of time?
Are you playing? No, we are not out of time. All play right. Some Unifunk.
I'm gonna play Be Your Man. I like this. Be Your Man is in the pocket, man. It's not. Yeah.
Be a man. Watch that's it. Some good advice. You feel Charles it? Hamilton.
No, it's Be Your Man, but
oh.
Talk about Charles Hamilton later.
Let's get to the point. Truth is you don't even know what the hell you want. I just gotta be your man.
sorry, but it's time for us to go. With no harmony there.
What did I tell you about leaving a goddamn singing a goddamn Brandon goddamn?
Yeah,
Roach just trying to cuss now because he's trying to get it all out.
I'm just trying to get it all out because I've been holding it and, you know.
But it's time for
whatever. It's time to leave. It's time adios, amigos.
It's time for SP Radio to go. Sorry to Charles Hamilton getting punched by a girl in the face and losing rings.
Yeah.
You can find that.
We're not even going to entertain that, man, because it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, sometimes that happens to him. That'll never happen to me.
A female is going to try to punch you in the face, and if you're not ready, you're gonna get
and
hit.
And he wasn't ready. You can tell by the bit. He was just
like, yeah, you wasn't ready, blood, because you leaned into it and everything. But, so you didn't know.
That's cold.
Next time, duck.
Peace.
Peace.
I'm out.